and applause all around for trainer Maria Burrell as she sent out this weekend, this past weekend's Phoenix Stakes winner. That is Run Happy, who recorded his fourth consecutive victory. And boy, is he on a roll. And Maria is with us now. And Maria, you certainly deserve a curtain call. Take a bow, because this horse has been absolutely sensational since he moved into your care.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, congratulations. Take us back to the Phoenix Stakes on Saturday and look back in that effort. Actually, I guess it was Friday. Look back on that performance. Simply tremendous.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing, especially because he broke so terribly. I don't know. I was a bit worried when he came out of the gate. I was like, go, 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 go. I didn't want anyone to cut us off. But I was really happy with him. And all things considered, I think he ran really well between the saddle slipping and the terrible surface.
Yeah, what were you thinking as he was kind of drifting out? We talked about it. Ellis and I were here. We had the coverage. And he's drifting out in the stretch. And we said, well, maybe it was a sloppy track. Maybe he was getting tired. But now to find out that the saddle slipped, what are you thinking? What's going through your mind as you're watching him drift out in that final furlong?
You know, I talked to Edgar about it, and he had said a couple things. He had said that he purposely got him to drift out and go off the rail because the rail was terrible, and he thought the horse to the outside was coming up and making a move. So between, I think that combined with the saddle being back by his tail, I don't know, I think there's a bunch of things combined. We have struggled a bit with his saddle slipping on a daily basis. He does train daily with a breast collar. And I've talked to Edgar about that, but he was worried it was going to shorten his stride. So we're playing around with a few chamois and trying to see what we can get done for Breeders' Cup.
Hey, Maria, this is Ella Starr. I really appreciate you being on the air with us. And I was talking to Mike off air. It's very interesting because one of my other jobs, I work for Equibase, and I do a lot of analysis. And I look at the chart of the King's Bishop as well as that, and they call it the gate call, which you know, which is the call when they first come out in the first 20, 30 feet before the chart callers start doing lengths. And he broke 11th in the King's Bishop and the same exact 11th here. Now, do you think that's just a matter of just his style, that he just likes not being in front in the first few strides and then shows that huge turn of foot? Or is that just something that maybe, because especially on Friday, because he was inside in the gate, that maybe caused a little bit of a, what some people call a sluggish start, even though there was nothing slow about it?
You know, I think it's a combination of things. I did feel up until the Phoenix Stakes that he was gradually improving with all of his breaks. I don't know. I think the Phoenix Stakes was a combination of things. He's not used to loading first, and he's kind of standing around. And, you know, I am going to give him a gate work before the Breeders' Cup and try to sharpen him up a little bit. But it's just kind of how he's always been, kind of a little bit slow out of the gate.
Yeah, Maria, I mentioned he's a perfect 4-for-4 since moving into your care. What do you remember about the first time you got a chance to see Run Happy?
I remember the first time he breathed, and I actually was having a really bad day, and I was not in a very good mood, and that just totally changed my mood, and I was like, wow, this horse is amazing, you know, he's the best thing I'd ever seen up close, you know. I don't know, he's unbelievable.
What was it about that first breeze that really kind of caught your eye?
The crazy thing about Run Happy is no matter how fast he's going, he never even really looks like he's going that fast, especially if he's by himself. Like, he really extends his stride. He's got a huge stride. We use those e-trackers, and they've measured his stride at 25 feet. He's got a huge stride. And even his first breeze at Keeneland, and there's a bunch of people there actually looking at him, a bunch of stallion farms that have called us, and I remember looking down at my stopwatch and being like, did he really just go that fast just because of the way he covers the track?
Speaking of how fast he ran, I recall a tweet this week where you tweeted out, I think Trackus had sent you a note of how fast he had run in one portion of the race. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that? Something amazing, like 40-something miles an hour they tracked him at one increment during the race? Was that correct?
Yeah, they actually said he threw in 2 sub-10s, which is pretty crazy. You don't see that very often unless it's a 2-year-old sale.
Wow.
But I can believe it. I mean, I've watched the replay 100 times now, and when he had went from basically last to trying to get the lead in the rail, I mean, he definitely was flying at that point.
So 16th of a mile in 10 seconds or so, huh?
That's what they said.
Well, you know what? It's electron. I can't. Yeah, I guess you're right. That's what they said. They're probably right. Trackers are smart folks over there.
talking with Maria Burrell here on this Wednesday afternoon curtain call on Express Bet Radio on HRRN. So, Maria, how good is this horse?
I mean, honestly, he came out of that race spectacular. He's training better than he was out of the King's Bishop. I mean, I don't know. He's scary good. I think that we still have not seen the best from him. I honestly do. And that's not being full of myself or full of the horse, or he's just a special horse. I just think he's getting better and better as he matures and grows up and realizes what this is about. Like, he's come out of this race with an air about him. Like, he knows, okay, he knows he's special at this point.
Is he a good horse to be around, kind of, or is he one of those that can
be
a little...
to be around. He's like no stud colt I've ever been around. He's lovely to be around.
Maria, what's this ride been like for you?
It's been pretty unreal. Things were definitely a lot different 6 months ago. It's crazy, you know. I'm very grateful that Lawrence and McInvale gave me the chance, and, you know, Laura flew up to meet me, and she's always been busy with Max Store down in Texas, and now she spends a lot of time up here with us and the horse. But, you know, it's been a crazy journey. It's been amazing, and I'm so grateful for it, and everybody's so excited for everybody else and so excited for the horse and so excited for Mr. McInvale to have the success finally after all these years. You know, it's just an exciting road.
How many times have you gone back and watched that replay of the Phoenix or the King's Bishop?
The King's Bishop still gives me goosebumps. The Phoenix is amazing, but for different reasons, because there definitely was a part when he broke where I was like, oh, no. But the Phoenix, the King's Bishop, rather, is just goosebumps for me. I mean, he just dominated.
It's got to be also pretty thrilling for the McInvales, as you mentioned, who have so much skin in the game. And, you know, they always have horses, but nothing major. I mean, in terms of graded wins, I was checking the statistics at Equibase, and, you know, I'm trying to recall, and my memory's kind of bad. So, you know, looking back, 2004 Louisiana Derby with Wimbledon and the Swaps and Jerome and Discovery with During, 2003, and no graded stakes winners from 2004 till now. That's got to be very good, happy for the people, I guess, that have been so big in the game for almost 20 years, I guess, to get the kind of horse like this that can take them to the championships.
Yeah, everyone is just so excited, Mr. McInvale especially. He actually missed the win photo for the Phoenix because he was worried that something was going to happen, and he thinks things are jinxed and it was going to get taken down, so he didn't make the win photo in time. But everyone is so excited, and Mr. McInvale always says that Run Happy is a gift from God, and he's definitely a special horse, that's for sure.
Well, he certainly is, and it's been a special run. As I mentioned, now 4-for-4 since moving into your care, a winner of the Grade 1 King's Bishop, and now a winner of the Win in Your End Phoenix Stakes, and on his way to the Breeders' Cup Sprint. And Maria, do you allow yourself to look ahead to that Breeders' Cup Sprint and even think about what that moment might be like if he puts in another winning effort that day?
I'm just trying to stay focused on the horse, you know, nothing, and I'm sure all other trainers agree, nothing too much changes between races. I still go to the barn every day, still train the horses, still have the same schedule. So I just stay too busy to think for the most part and just get us step by step where we want the horse to be.
Yeah, I think you might be getting a few more interview requests over the next few weeks, though. That might be a bit different.
Yeah, this has all been different for me.
Well, Maria, look, we appreciate the time here this afternoon and all the best moving forward. We'll look forward to seeing you out here at Keeneland as we get there to Breeders' Cup week, and keep Run Happy rolling and keep things going in the right direction, and we'll talk to you here soon.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.